Hey, Perk Zion Mishnah Hey. Hamedal Bakfanim. We had this earlier where somebody thinned out, where we had over there, they were in Perk Gimel Mishnah Gimel with onions. They weren't growing properly, so they thinned out, they pulled out the onions between other onions to give them space to let the other onions grow better. So here we have Hamedal Bakfanim, where a person did it with his vines, so with his grapes. So Kashem Shu Medal Batoich Shaloi Kenu Medal Bashalaniyim. Divi Rebbe Yehuda. So Rebbe Yehuda says the same way that a person can do it with his own vine, and he can pluck out the clusters of grapes that are a nuisance and are not letting the other ones grow properly or breathe properly, or also, like the Mefreshim we're going to see soon, would detract from the main vine and cause it to work harder. So therefore, you could take it out. In your own, you can also take out from the aniyim. That's Rebbe Yehuda holds. So what does it mean you can take out from the aniyim? So the Rav brings two examples. Either it's oilalas, you can pull out the oilalas, or you're also talking about peya, or something's peya, and you pull out from the peya. So the Rav says, why? Because Rebbe Yehuda looked at it like it's shutfus, like that your partner's with the ani. Because you're a partner with an ani, you're allowed to do it. So firstly, if you look at Parak Gimel, Mishnah Gimel, where we had with the onions, so there, you don't need a tom of shutfus there. It's just the Rav says over there that not only that, is what you pull out, the onion that's in between. There we're talking about peya, if you put out the onion in between, that onion that you pull out, that you're not even chayv in anything. There's no chayv of peya at all. Because that's not even called kitsira. There was just doing to be misak in the other ones. So too, question a little bit here is, why do we have to come into shutfus at all, according to Yehuda? Stam, you're allowed to pull it out. So the answer is, mistama, that the difference is that over there, it belonged to the Baal HaBayis. And it was the Baal HaBayis' field. And you were plucking things out. And the shaila was, is what you pluck out, is that part of the rest of the field that's chayiv and peya? But here we're actually dealing with, once you already set aside peya. So you have the side of the field that you already set aside peya, and on that side, or in this case, we have a vine. The parts of the grapes, the vine, so you're supposed to set aside a part of the vine for peya. So the part that you already set aside for peya, there, who says you have a right to pull out parts of that vine that belong to the ani? Because here they actually belong to the ani. So there, Rabbi Yehuda says that you're allowed to because of shutfus. Now the Mishnah Rishona asks, but one second, with shutfus, if we're dealing with shutfus here, so we had in a previous Mishnah, by a tree, if you have shutfin, if they're already split up the tree, one has this north part of the sea and one has the south part of the tree, so each one is chayv for his own pay on his side of the tree. It's totally separate. They're not connected, and they don't each own the whole tree together. When you have shutfin like this, it's not really a full shutfus. Each one owns their specific area. So over here, the ani has this specific area of the field that's peya. Mehechetesi, even if you're a shutuf with the ani in general, but it's not real shutfus here. Baal HaBayis, you can't go into his portion. It's already delineated. There's a border of what you can touch, and you cannot touch the ani's stuff. So the Mishnah Rishon explains, Rebbe Yehuda held that the Baal HaBayis, it's a svara here. Whether it's the peya or the ilelus that's here, that he's taking out, is hurting the Baal HaBayis, whether it's hurting, the Mishnah Rishona uses a case where it's actually diminishing the koach of the tree. But you can even say, like the Rav brings down, that the issue is that it's affecting the adjacent fruits that do belong to the Baal HaBayis, because of the fact that it's crowded. So because the Baal HaBayis and the Ani looked equal, so if something is hurting the Baal HaBayis, he's allowed to, in Svara, take it out, because it's hurting him. So why is he any worse than the Ani? So therefore, in Svara, Behuda says that he's allowed to do this. So it comes along with Rabbi Meir, b'shalohu rishai. He can only do it if it's in his own rishus, v'ein rishai b'shal aniyim. But you cannot do it in the aniyim's rishus. Rabbi Meir held like this, the Mishnah Sharon explains, that first of all, no din of shutfus, that's what the Rav says. But furthermore, the Mishnah Sharon explains, the ani, the yada ani al yoyna, just similar, he brings down, like we say, hamoicher b'ayin yafa. There's a shita that says when a person sells, he has to sell b'ayin yafa, and you have to make concessions to the buyer and give over certain things to the buyer. So too, over here, he does not have rishus to touch and take from the ani's part, even though it's hurting his portion of the vine. And in general, when a moicher sells something to somebody, even in his own store, he's not allowed to touch what was sold to somebody else. But the Rav says the halacha is like Rav Yehuda.